Welcome to Queensway Pentecostal Church, leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. We hope you're blessed and inspired by today's message.
Good morning. Welcome. We're so glad that you're here to be with us today. My name is Pastor Katie. I'm the Youth and Events Pastor here at Queensway Church, and I am privileged to be able to share with you this morning. Pastor Jason says that I'm pretty much famous for object lessons. Well, this morning I do not have an object lesson for you, but I do have an embarrassing story. So, when I was a teenager, I was a fairly confident and still am a fairly confident driver, but the one thing I was not confident in as a driver was getting gasoline. Because it was embarrassing, there was witnesses, there was always people around to see if I had messed up which side. It was always a guess, 50-50 chance, which side the gas tank is on in your vehicle. It was only recently that I discovered that there's a little light where your gas indicator is. There's a little triangle that tells you. I recently discovered that. So if you didn't know that, you're welcome. But I didn't know that as a teenager, and so it was a 50-50 chance. And when I went to get gasoline, this one time, I was in this big old beater farm truck. It was a blue Ford, rusty. You could hear it from a country mile away. This thing was ugly and smelly because it was a farm truck. And this thing, I'm embarrassed driving it as a teenager, and I pull in to get gasoline where there's witnesses, but successfully accomplished the right side of the gas tank. So I was getting a good feeling about the whole thing. I got out, filled this ugly beater truck with gasoline, put the pump away, got back into my vehicle, paid, and was ready to go. But I could not get this vehicle started. It would not start. I tried everything. I tried slamming on the brake to see if it would do something. I tried shaking the wheel. I tried panicking. I tried everything I could think of in my lack of knowledge trying to adult to try to get this vehicle to get started, and it wouldn't. It wouldn't start. And the gas attendant came to me, much to my horror, and asked me, "Do you need help?" I said, yes, I need help, please help me. And he took like a split second, looked into the vehicle, and put it in park. Okay, embarrassing. As a teenager trying to adult, that was such a horrifying moment because I had missed one little detail, one little rule to make it so that I could actually drive and move forward with this vehicle. I was so horrified. I drove out of there. I was so embarrassed. Luckily, I've had way more embarrassing stories in my life now, so that one's for you. And as I was preparing this message, this story keeps coming to mind because it was funny, and it reminds me of the disciples who missed one key component in their role to accomplish what Jesus asked them to do, to accomplish their role, to move the whole church forward in their fullest potential. And it's out of Acts 1. This is what it says. It says, "So when they had come together, they asked him, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.' And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes, saying, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who has taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.'" This verse is Jesus' last face-to-face conversation with the disciples while he's on earth. This statement is so interesting. It's so fascinating to glean the things that Jesus was trying to say, his last words face to face with the disciples. And the disciples came with a question like disciples do. They asked Jesus, saying, "You know, is this when you're going to restore Israel? Jesus, are you going to do that for us now?" And I can hear their heart because they had this expectation of a Messiah that was going to set them free from oppression. They expected this kingdom rule on earth, this physical, tangible kingdom that Jesus was, the Messiah was supposed to set them free from. So they expected a king, or they expected a priest, they expected a warrior who was going to physically rise up in the physical kingdom to set these people into a different momentum in their future. So they asked Jesus, why not ask, right? Jesus, is this the time? And Jesus responds by saying, no, it is not for you to know. It's not for you to know. Here's your role. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. And you will be a witness. You will go to be a witness. I love this response because his last things that he did on earth was to bless and entrust the disciples with the strategies of heaven. He entrusts his people to go and receive power to do what? To be equipped for ministry, to receive the power of the Holy Spirit so that they would go and be a witness for him. You and I are God's strategy to make famous his name in the world. We are his strategy. You at home, you 7-year-old, you 15-year-old, you 21-year-old, you 42-year-old, doesn't matter how old you are. It's that if you've given your life to Jesus, if you are his, you've been commissioned. You've been entrusted with such an incredible task. You've been empowered to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, to be equipped and empowered for ministry so that we would be Christ's witness. You are his strategy, you and I, to go and make the kingdom of God known and famous throughout the world. Man, can we be trusted to take action? This is such a powerful message. And after Jesus communicates this message saying, go, you are my strategy, you're it. Now go and do it. Now you've been missioned, you've been purposed. This message was received as Jesus goes up into heaven and the disciples are watching and they wait. And they're watching and they're waiting. And they're watching and waiting until two angels came to their rescue saying, what are you doing, men of Galilee? What are you looking there for? What are you still doing here? You've been commissioned. You've been purposed. You've been sent. And then he tells them and reminds them that Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. So go and do your part. This part really sticks with me. Waiting on Jesus to intercede, waiting on Jesus to do it when he's given us clear purpose to do it for us. So what does this look like to be purposed in such a way that we would be his witness? This witness word has three different ways that we can take it. There's the legal sense, there's the historical sense where we become a part of the storytelling and carriers of the message, and then there's the ethical sense, which we're going to unpack today. And it means to be purposed by taking after Jesus. By taking after Jesus, both personally and also in community, as believers, as a group of his people. This begins by receiving the identity that God gives us. It first begins with receiving our new identity by simply being, by being his. It's accepting the invitation to be his, to receive that new identity where the old is gone and the new has come. And it sounds so simple to just be his, doesn't it? So simple to just be. But we like to overcomplicate it so easily. We get caught up in trying to work for something or trying to accomplish or trying to be better. And those things are good, but there is a state that Jesus requires of us. He says, you are taken care of. You have been justified. You are simply mine. I finished it for you on the cross. You're mine. In Psalm 46:10, he says to be still and know that I am God. And he says that he will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. A simplicity of being his, to be still and know that he is God. In a state of surrendering our control, he is God. There's a difference between being still, which we can be fairly good at sometimes, or Netflix or reading a book or relaxing. We can be kind of good at being still, but there's something so much more powerful when we're still and knowing that He is God, that He is God. He's in control. Our identity, who we are, is simply His. We can be still and know that He is God. And when we reflect on Him and who He is, there's a solidifying in our identity in Christ because He's paid it all on the cross. That striving, that effort-based service to God is finished on the cross. Christianity is accepting a free gift of salvation, forgiveness of sin accomplished only by Jesus so that no one would boast. It's not something that we can earn. It's not something we accomplish or become a better person in order to achieve. Salvation is a free gift that we can accept willingly. It's a free gift. We're forgiven. And this isn't a get out of jail free card that we can abuse mercy, but it's a free offering of an invitation to simply be, to be accepted, to live in freedom, to become something that we never thought possible. Like when Jesus first invited the disciples, He said, "Come, I will make you fishers of men." That invitation, that promise was that He will make you. He will make. That's such a beautiful invitation, where we can simply be His and also trust that He's making us into something greater than we could ever hope for or imagine. This is one thing that our faith has so different than other faiths, is that we're gifted this freedom. We're gifted this salvation, that we don't earn it. We don't work for it. We are gifted this salvation. We're gifted it by a loving God who fights to restore us to Himself. We just need to accept that gift, not out of obligation in response, but out of joy and acceptance and freedom that we follow Him. This is a state of being. It's called justification. We are justified by our faith. We are now at peace with God. We are His. That is our state of being. That is our new identity, that we are His. This week, I encourage you and challenge you to not do, not propel, not accomplish, not achieve when you're trying to spend time with God. Simply be His and allow Him to minister to you. Be still and know that He is God. And allow that incredible peace to wash over you, that He's accomplished this, that you are His. It's our state of being, justification. And the process of being made is called sanctification. And that's the process. Part of our being a witness is to fully take on this sense of being His. And it's a response of worship that leads to our actions. It's out of this place of being that we respond to who God is. We respond with our actions. We respond by loving on Him, by taking action, by doing. But always comes out of a place of being His first. Acts 1 says that the believers were released to receive the power to be a witness, to do their allotted share, to do their allotted share in ministry. It says receive power to do witness, to be witness. It's not a power that we receive that we can go and just see something cool happen at church, that we wait on the Spirit of God so that we can see something cool, or that we can get our fix on a Sunday morning or whenever we're gathering. It's so that we would receive power from the Holy Spirit, who equips us and empowers us for ministry so that we can be effective to be Christ's witness. It's seeking unity among believers to serve and be witness of Christ in this community. We are purposed to go and do out of a response of our being His. We share the message, we serve, we love and teach and give and show mercy and forgive. And all to be a living witness of Christ by taking after Christ. That's how we witness, is taking after Christ ethically, historically, and legally. When Jesus said, we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, that's empowerment for ministry, so that we would be a witness to the ends of the earth. This is such a beautiful thing. It's the releasing of a collective believers to operate in their individual gifts as a community. That's the church. And we can do it in such a creative way. We can respond to the goodness of our new identity. This old is gone and new has come because God has set us free. We respond in so many different ways, which makes us such an effective church because God's commissioned and designed it that way. Taking action in our community is an outpouring of our identity in Christ. Taking action in community is an outpouring of our identity in Christ. The doing of becoming more like Christ will always be a process. That's sanctification. The doing will always be a process, but the being is a state of who we are. The being will never change. Finally, the message of the angels in this passage was saying that the men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? You've got a job to do. Go and do it. Then they say, this Jesus who has taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. We're in the midst of a story. We're in the midst of God's story that he is coming back and we're in the middle. There's parables through Jesus' teaching that share a story, share the message of a master coming back and his people, his workers being ready and having to be responsible and taking action with the things that he's commissioned them to do. And this is the same message. I don't want to be someone who's waiting, just simply waiting, looking up like these disciples or into the sky, waiting for Jesus. I want to be ready. And being ready is part of being his and being witness by being his, simply being empowered by the Holy Spirit to take action to be a witness out of a response of God's goodness. I want to be a witness. I want to be an effective Holy Spirit empowered witness. But it has to also come out of simply being his. So I challenge you and I encourage you this morning that we need to be his witness, that he's commissioned you, he's sent you, he's purposed you to go and be his witness, to receive power and empowerment from the Holy Spirit so that we can be effective in our community. Can we pray for that this morning? Jesus, I thank you for the cross. Thank you, God, for helping us to receive this free gift of salvation and the new identity that you have given us. Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit equips each and every one of us for ministry. Lord, would you help us to be intentional and diligent with being a witness for you? Jesus, would you bless each one who's watching and the families that they represent? Lord, I pray that you would meet them even now, that they would simply be yours. Lord, that the sense of achievement would be washed away, the sense of accomplishment or striving would be washed away, but that state of being yours would take hold in their spirit even now. And Lord, let us take action out of a response of our joy and excitement and our freedom from this new identity. Lord, let us be yours and be an effective witness for your kingdom's cause. We pray it in your powerful and beautiful name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at qpcespanola.com.